This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Come Wednesday this week, the President of the United States will find himself at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, to kick off what you can only call a campaign-style series of speeches about the American economy. It is, the White House says, a chance for the president to, quote, touch on the cornerstones of what it means to be middle class in America. So, as we get going today, we thought we'd do exactly that. Here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith on the state of America's middle earners.
The Great Recession hit the middle class hard. It reduced its ranks, income, and net worth, says Devira Cohn with the Pew Research Center.
For households in the middle, their wealth fell by 28% over the decade of the 2000s.
Pew defines the middle class according to household income and says it accounts for about half the population.
Well, certainly I look at employment.
Sherry Lincoln is a working class studies expert. Just before the housing crash, the unemployment rate was 4.6%. Now it's 7.6%. And many of the jobs being added are less attractive, says Lincoln.
Many, many people who thought that they had a solid, reliable position in the middle class, they lost their jobs. When they found new jobs, they were often paid less.
That's meant a decline in the median household income. Just before the recession, it was around $55,000. Now, it's around $51,000. Ken Goldstein is an economist with the Conference Board. He says the psychological hit of that has been as significant as the financial impact.
So there's a kind of downsizing, if you like, not only in terms of current household budgets, but also in terms of household aspirations.
Goldstein points out that consumer prices are rising at pretty much the same rate as our salaries are, so we're not getting ahead. Still, says Goldstein, the middle class might be making a comeback.
For a lot of these middle class families, the equity in their homes is their most important asset, not necessarily their 401k.
The good news is both home prices and stock prices have been rising. Still, says Goldstein, with the economy growing as slowly as it is, it might be a while before the middle class really recovers. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.